Part 4. Spot Dictation.
Directions.
In this section, you'll hear a passage 3 times. Listen carefully during the first reading. When the passage is read for the second time, you should fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S10 with the exact words you have just heard. Check your answers when the passage is read for the third time. Now, listen to the passage.
The term e-commerce refers to all commercial transactions conducted over the internet, including transactions by consumers and business-to-business transactions. Conceptually, e-commerce does not differ from well-known commercial offerings such as banking by phone, mail order catalogs, or sending a purchase order to supplier via fax. E-commerce follows the same model used in other business transactions. The difference lies in the details. To a consumer, the most visible form of e-commerce consists of online ordering. A customer begins with a catalog of possible items, selects an item, arranges a form of payment, and sends in an order. Instead of physical catalog, e-commerce arranges for catalogs to be visible on the internet. Instead of sending an order on paper or by telephone, e-commerce arranges for orders to be sent over a computer network. Finally, instead of sending a paper representation of payment, such as a check, e-commerce allows one to send payment information electronically. In the decade after 1993, e-commerce grew from an insignificant novelty to a mainstream business influence. In 1993, few corporations had a web page, and only a handful allowed one to order products or services online. 10 years later, both large and small businesses had web pages, and most provided users with the opportunity to place an order. Besides, many banks added online access, and online banking and bill paying became widespread. More importantly, the value of goods and services acquired over the internet grew dramatically after 1997.
Now the passage will be read again.
The term e-commerce refers to all commercial transactions conducted over the internet, including transactions by consumers and business-to-business transactions. Conceptually, e-commerce does not differ from well-known commercial offerings such as banking by phone, mail order catalogs, or sending a purchase order to supplier via fax. E-commerce follows the same model used in other business transactions. The difference lies in the details. To a consumer, the most visible form of e-commerce consists of online ordering. A customer begins with a catalog of possible items, selects an item, arranges a form of payment, and sends in an order. Instead of physical catalog, e-commerce arranges for catalogs to be visible on the internet. Instead of sending an order on paper or by telephone, e-commerce arranges for orders to be sent over a computer network. Finally, instead of sending a paper representation of payment, such as a check, e-commerce allows one to send payment information electronically. In the decade after 1993, e-commerce grew from an insignificant novelty to a mainstream business influence. In 1993, few corporations had a web page, and only a handful allowed one to order products or services online. 10 years later, both large and small businesses had web pages, and most provided users with the opportunity to place an order. Besides, many banks added online access, and online banking and bill paying became widespread. More importantly, the value of goods and services acquired over the internet grew dramatically after 1997.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The term e-commerce refers to all commercial transactions conducted over the internet, including transactions by consumers and business-to-business transactions. Conceptually, e-commerce does not differ from well-known commercial offerings such as banking by phone, mail order catalogs, or sending a purchase order to supplier via fax. E-commerce follows the same model used in other business transactions. The difference lies in the details. To a consumer, the most visible form of e-commerce consists of online ordering. A customer begins with a catalog of possible items, selects an item, arranges a form of payment, and sends in an order. Instead of physical catalog, e-commerce arranges for catalogs to be visible on the internet. Instead of sending an order on paper or by telephone, e-commerce arranges for orders to be sent over a computer network. Finally, instead of sending a paper representation of payment, such as a check, e-commerce allows one to send payment information electronically. In the decade after 1993, e-commerce grew from an insignificant novelty to a mainstream business influence. In 1993, few corporations had a web page, and only a handful allowed one to order products or services online. 10 years later, both large and small businesses had web pages, and most provided users with the opportunity to place an order. Besides, many banks added online access, and online banking and bill paying became widespread. More importantly, the value of goods and services acquired over the internet grew dramatically after 1997.